Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Baldy's coming up in a second. Brian Baldinger, as we are back, Marks and Reese. According to, Ike, yesterday, Fletcher Cox, it's amazing how this becomes news, but there was the tweet that was put up that said retweet for Jalen Hurts and like for Carson Wentz on a Twitter tweet, right?
From us, by the way.
From WIP. So we put up retweet if you're for Jalen Hurts and like if you're for Carson Wentz. So Fletcher Cox liked the tweet, which some people translated as he liked Carson Wentz, right? So he was asked about it a few minutes ago, and he said the following. Fletcher Cox on liking tweet for Carson Wentz to be the starter. Quote, Carson is my best friend on the team. I've his back since day one. It sucks for a guy like Carson to be put in that position. It's never one guy.
Told you.
Yeah. Told all right, you, Fletch.
I told you he knew exactly what he was doing.
You did.
Yep.
But usually, like, liking a tweet never comes, like, it doesn't really mean much, but I like
it. No, but see, here's the thing, it does.
He clearly knows what he's doing and that he gave you his answer.
No, but we like to say that it doesn't mean anything because it's social media and it seemed that like it's social media, but these guys don't look at it that way. They're using that as their platform.
Yes. It means everything to them.
It does.
You just heard Darius Slay yesterday said he got caught listening to stuff. So whether it's social media or it's on TV, these guys in this era, they pay attention to it. It matters to them. It shouldn't, but it does. They live off social media. Most of the things they do on social media is for likes and retweets, is how they get their validation. It's what they do. It's a different era of athlete out there, and I knew that he knew exactly what he was doing.
I did.
Think about it. It's a sports radio question. He knows WIP. He follows me. He knows WIP. He did a player show here.
He's been here for a long time.
So
he's
a guy, even though when he's not active on social media, he's watching social media.
Yeah.
He's looking. I can look at Twitter, and you don't know if I'm on Twitter or not.
These guys, Lane's paying attention to what's going on Twitter.
Yes.
So is Fletcher. So are most of these guys.
Yes.
Brandon is in as well. Like, the guys that have been here for a long time, we know what they do on Twitter.
When you see Jalen Reagor deleted his account.
On the line with us right now, a guy, you should follow him on Twitter because he does great breakdowns. And he's also a Radio.com Sports NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to us by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out just how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Baldy with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find your podcast. What is going on, Baldy? How are you?
Well, not much, John. You know, it's hump day, I guess, you know, in the NFL world. A lot of breaking news here over the last couple of days concerning, you know, a number of teams, including the one here in Philadelphia. So we're just trying to stay on top of everything right now. But, the playoff picture is starting to separate. And so it's a fun time of the year. It's a holiday season. It's a great time.
Yeah, great times, except if you're in Philadelphia as an Eagle fan,
right,
Baldy. I guess just an easy question is, what's your reaction to Carson being benched? We talked about it last week. You thought it was going to be the right move if he continued to struggle to put Jalen Hurts in. He's now the starter. What's your reaction?
Well, I was an advocate of doing it earlier, but, you know, they gave him as much time as they possibly could, I think. you know, they're on this horrible downward spiral, and the worst thing that can possibly happen is to lose out, to me. Like, you've got to stop the bleeding. And Carson, for whatever reason, and it's not all on him, and so I'm not saying that, but you've got to make a change. And like Doug's saying, we need a spark. They need a whole lot more than a spark. A spark isn't going to do anything. They need a change because they simply can't drive the football, and they can't match any other team's scoring right now. And I think it's taking the whole team down with it, the fact that they can't do it. And it's not just in Philly, it's in Chicago. It's in other places where offensively you're just a mess, and it affects everybody that's playing the game.
So how does this change with Jalen Hurts, Baldy, or does it change with Jalen Hurts?
I don't know. You never know, Ike, until you try it. You know, right. I don't know. I mean, they're going to see a very good defense at every level on Sunday, playing as well as any defense in the league. They just completely shut down the Falcons on Sunday. So, you know, a lot of the names are names that were starting for that defense when the Eagles lost to them in the playoffs a few years ago. So they're very familiar with who they are. But what changes? We don't know, Ike, until they go out and play the game and see how the team responds to Jalen, to see how he handles things, to see if they can stay on the field and convert some third downs and try and play keep away from a really dynamic offense on the other side.
Do you think that this is a – so Doug said that he doesn't have a crystal ball, so it seems like this could be a – if Jalen Hurts doesn't play well, they could go back to Carson Wentz. Do you think they could or should go back to Carson Wentz at some point this year?
Well, I think it depends on how Jalen plays. I mean, many players in this league have been Wally Pipped. You know, Kurt Warner wears a gold jacket now because he Wally Pipped Trent Green 1 year. I mean, you go through the history of this game, it happens a lot, and it's happened at a lot of positions. So we got to wait and see. We got to see how the team responds. You know, does Jalen make some, you know, his first throw to Jalen Reagor the other day, he could have taken a 5 yard out to Dallas Goedert on 3rd and 4 and a first down. He took the shot to Reagor and it was a perfect throw. I mean, you know, a couple of those throws early in the game against Marshawn Lattimore or Janoris Jenkins, who knows what that does to a football team if he can do it. But I think staying on the path that they were on, I think you're just going to get the exact same results of what you've seen over the last month.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement now on that, Baldy, right? I don't think there's many people arguing for Carson Wentz to be out there playing. It's more or less what's next. Is this a temporary thing? Have the Eagles moved on from Carson Wentz? Is he not fixable? Are you trading? Is Jalen Hurts about to be the starting quarterback of the future? I think more people are concerned about what's next. This season can't be salvaged. Like, there's nothing, right? Like, it can't be salvaged. So what's next for the organization?
Well, I mean, look, Ike, I mean, all those questions are fair questions, and all those questions will continually to be asked, because they're all the right questions. But if Jalen Hurts plays well on Sunday, you can pretty much guarantee he's going to start the rest of the season. And then all those questions need to be asked on, you know, January 4th or the night of January 3rd when it all ends. Yeah. If he struggles, like many people think he will, but if he does, then they have an option. You know, like, does sitting Carson for a week help? Does it help clear his head, get him back to some kind of a rhythm? Does he see issues by just watching a game? You know, we saw Donovan bench for a week one time. It seemed to help him. But, I don't have the crystal ball, like Doug said. I don't know what the long-term answers are. I don't think a $35 million guaranteed contract next year is a tradable contract, if that's what some people think should happen. But all those things, you know, will begin to get answered starting around 4:30 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Baldy, do you think that it'd be a good idea to bring both of the players back next year? And we don't know if Doug is going to be back. We don't know exactly what's going to be going on with the organization. But if Hurts plays the rest of the year and he plays, let's just say, adequately well, I mean, can you bring both of these guys back next year? Or do you more or less at this point need to make a decision?
Well, I mean, a lot of that is financial, John. I mean, you know, if Jalen plays well, I mean, all those what ifs, but if Jalen plays well, what are you going to do with that contract that Carson has? I mean, that's really tough. You know, Jalen's not going to go anywhere. He's your second round pick. You know, he's just getting started. I mean, why would you – he's not going anywhere. So the only question really is, what do you do with Carson if Jalen plays well and looks like he could be a bright bulb and a like a real building block for the future? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, then you really have – then those are some financial questions that you got to ask. And would you bring them both back in that situation? You probably wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't see how you can, Baldy. I think they got to they have to make – if he plays well, they have to make a decision. And having both of these guys here just prolongs what we're doing right now, which is arguing over the quarterback, and as soon as one guy has a bad game, we're going to be calling for the backup to come in. I just don't think that's conducive to winning or success for either one of these guys if Jalen plays well coming down the stretch.
Well, I totally agree with you, Ike, and all you have to do is just look at what Matt Nagy's going through in Chicago.
Yep.
And, you know, they've gone back and forth between Trubisky, who they're trying to salvage, and, you know, and it's a disaster. I mean, he just has not responded to anything, to competition, to anything. You know, a lot of people have suggested that Carson is playing like he is because the Eagles really challenged him, you know, in the draft. Well, Aaron Rodgers was challenged, too, by when they traded up into the first round of draft, Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen Aaron Rodgers play this good since 2011. So, I mean, you know, you could go either way with the whole drafting of, you know, a backup quarterback or your future, you know, whatever you want to call it, Jalen Hurts. But, you know, they made that decision, you know, in the draft for a reason. They weren't sure if Carson Wentz could stay healthy. Could he win in the postseason? All those kind of questions that you want to hopefully know when you made the investment in a franchise quarterback. And those questions are still out there if he can do those things.
They certainly are. How good of a team is New Orleans, and how's Taysom Hill looked in his starts? I know they haven't lost.
Well, they played the Falcons twice. The first game against the Falcons, he was solid. They went to Denver when Denver didn't have a quarterback, and he was shaky. And then last week he played his best game, and he was really good. You know, I mean, he runs a 4-4, John. When he gets outside the pocket, he isn't always looking to run. But when he takes off, I mean, that guy can pick him up and put him down with the best of him in his whole business. You know, their biggest play last week was a scramble by him. You know, and Atlanta was kind of asleep, and he just ran by the whole pursuit. But he is big, strong, tough, and you can tell. I mean, just watch how he takes a shotgun snap with his right foot forward and how he sets his feet when he goes from one progression to another. You can tell that he has studied and watched and mirrored Drew Brees. And I'm not saying he's Drew Brees, but a lot of his mechanics, just simply how he takes a shotgun snap, I mean, it's very eerily similar to how Drew plays the game.
He's also been coached by one of the best offensive minds and quarterback coaches the game has seen in the last 20 years. Would you agree?
No doubt, Dyke. No doubt about that whatsoever. His offense is, and it there is a lot. I mean, it is a big playbook. But, man, they do so much. And because you got to have an answer in this league. You got to have an answer when things aren't going well. Kamara's out. Your quarterback's out. I mean, think about this, Ike. A first-ballot Hall of Fame quarterback has missed 8 games in the last 2 years, and they're 8-0. Like, you're only able to do that if you have a proven system so that Teddy B and Taysom can come in and continue to keep the train rolling, and that you're a really good, well-built, solid football team around that quarterback. And there's not many teams that would go 8-0 without Drew Brees right now.
Yeah, I just think about the quarterbacks, Sean Payton. And I was here with Sean Payton in 1998. Yep. I mean, hell, he couldn't fix Bobby Hoeing and those guys, but nobody could. But then you think about it, Baldy. He went to New York where he had Kerry Collins, and they went to the Super Bowl. He went to Dallas. He was the one who discovered Tony Romo out of Eastern Illinois, his former college.
Well, he went to the same school.
Yep. Out of Eastern Illinois, so you got Tony Romo. And then look what he does with Drew Brees in New Orleans. And then a Teddy Bridgewater, who's looked the best he's looked, coming off of that reconstructive knee surgery. And now Taysom Hill, a guy a year ago that I didn't believe could throw the ball in this league. And look what he's doing with him right now.
So what you're saying, and you're spot on, Ike, but what you're saying is he has built a system where it's, I mean, to use the phrase quarterback friendly, maybe like cliche, but it makes it comfortable for the quarterback to play. The way they space, their formations, their motions, there is, when you step into that, and that's why Teddy Bridgewater didn't go after his first year. He could have been the starting quarterback in Miami. He stayed because he's like, I need to keep learning this. I need to keep drilling this day in, day out with this guy. It's going to make me better for the long run. I talked to Teddy about it, and he knew that it was going to make him a better player, a better leader and quarterback, wherever he might go after his 2 years in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it has. Baldy, you the best, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys. You bet. Okay.
Yeah. All right, there he is, Baldy. Brought to us by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. And check out Baldy's Breakdowns with Jason Lock and Forum. New episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find your podcasts.
I mean, seriously, think about it. Sean Payton, listen, I keep going back to why coaches matter, man. Sean Payton, with some of these quarterbacks that he's had under his system, I mean, Kerry Collins was his best with Sean Payton as his OC in New York. They find Romo. Look what Romo was able to do. Sean Payton got a job because of what he did in Dallas with Tony Romo. He got that job in New Orleans.
He's a Parcells guy.
All right, he's a Parcells guy. Drew Brees, who was a second-round pick, who was solid, who put up solid numbers as a quarterback. But, man, when he got with Sean Payton and got under Sean and got into that system, he put up Hall of Fame numbers. 5,000-yard seasons.
Yep.
Teddy Bridgewater, who I thought was a game manager in Minnesota, goes there with Sean Payton. Look what he's doing with Taysom Hill.
It's pretty amazing. And you know what? You know why, Ike? Like, he sees that Taysom Hill isn't ready to be throwing the ball 30, 35 times a game, right? So what does he do? He's got Latavius Murray running for over 100 yards a couple weeks ago. He's got Taysom Hill running himself. He's got Kamara, obviously, in the passing game and the rushing game. He just looks at his personnel and says, here's what we're going to do. And by the way, their drafts, they never had a good defense like they do right now.
Nope.
Right? Like, their drafts, the last 5 years of their drafts, just take a look. Take a look at it. I mean, that's how you build a team.
Man, I tell you, man, it's going to be them and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
I can see it.
I mean, unless Drew Brees gets to the playoffs and chokes again.
Could.
That we all conveniently forget about that.
Could happen. Yeah, well, I mean, listen, to a certain point, he can't throw the ball over 20 yards.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It hurts him.
He's lost to some bad teams that he should not be losing to. Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff at home.
Yeah, I mean.
Case Keenum. He's lost two in the playoffs.
I don't think they win with him. I don't.
With Drew?
Taysom Hill's not he's not a finished product. He's not the best passer, but he can at least throw the ball over 20 yards.
Yeah.
And by the way, Taysom Hill goes to the playoffs. I don't think they're winning either because he's limited in throwing the ball.
Right.
Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Go to marks-jewelers.com and text them to schedule your personal men's night appointment. Buy her the holiday gift that she deserves. Mark-Jewelers.com to book it. And I would say Baldy is saying that he doesn't think that you can bring Carson Wentz back if Jalen Hurts is going to be there.
No.
The
only way you bring both of them back is if Hurts plays bad.
If Jalen Hurts starts the last four games of the season, can the Eagles bring Carson Wentz back? And it's 3-1. I mean, 75% are saying yes, which surprises me.
Well, the LTBB is strong.
Is that what it is?
I mean, listen, that means they want him back.
I agree.
That's what that means.
It does seem like the city is afraid to move on from Carson.
They're not afraid to move on from Carson. They are in support of Carson, which I'm actually happy to see.
Well, it was more positive than negative.
Quiet, pipe down. Same thing happened with the Midday Show's question today. It was more in favor of Carson Wentz still being the guy here. There is a loud, vocal minority that's anti-Carson, but the majority of this fan base has not given up on Carson Wentz yet. And for two straight shows, it's showing you that people out there aren't necessarily saying they've closed the book on Wentz just yet.
Agreed.
I mean, that's what it's showing you.
Agreed.
You got the vocal minority. You got your Wade and Chesters and your Chuck and Mount Aries. You got those guys, but the majority of the people aren't necessarily saying Carson's done. I'm ready to move on.
Let's just trade him and it's over with.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. All right, let's go to Kimberly in D.C. Kimberly is not only the vice president of the LTBB, but she had an over 200-point performance in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League to gain a spot in the playoffs. Kimberly!
I love it.
Hey! Oh, man, I almost didn't make it. I had to rely on Wensylvania winning his game, and he didn't set his lineup. And so he eked out a win. Won by, like, 1 point. I was dying last night. I had to root for Zeke Elliott to score points last night.
It's okay. They still lost.
I saw that. I saw that with the scores, and I saw the 200 you put up. By the way, you doubled John Mark's score this week. Yeah,
that's true.
You failed to mention that, John. She doubled your score.
Oh, my team's cooked.
Yeah,
I'm totally done.
So I'm in a favorable matchup this week.
No, I think you're favored by 4 points.
Oh, well, you must have got a good lineup.
We'll see.
What's up, Kimberly? Kimberly, congratulations. I'm glad you're in.
Thank you. Whenever I come on the radio and talk smack, it's like the football gods, you know, put me back in my place. So I'm not saying anything. Justin's going to, you know, I have to play Justin. And he beat up on me pretty badly 2 weeks ago. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
I'm happy all of our favorites got in, John. You got Kimberly in, Justin's in, Angry Al's in, Mad Mike's in.
Well, who's you said our favorites.
Owen's in.
Owen is not in.
Owen didn't make it.
Oh,
right. Yeah, he didn't make it.
No, he didn't.
Oh, the playoffs.
I beat him in the playoffs. Yeah,
and so. Owen's no longer my favorite, by the way. Just saying.
And speaking not for the whole LTBB, but for myself, I think that people think that if you're in the LTBB, it's Carson versus all other quarterbacks. And that's not the case. I support Carson. I want Carson to do well. And yes, Johnny Marks, I completely agree with you. I need another year. I need a different coach. I need to see if they can fix Carson. I need him back. Mm-hmm. So yes, they need to bring him back. But that doesn't mean that I hate Jalen Hurts. It doesn't mean that I'm rooting against Jalen Hurts. I'm an Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to root for whoever is taking the snap. Like, and that, I think people don't understand that.
I know. They just they hate the fact that we could be in support of the team. They never looked at it as we're actually supporting the team, as Carson is on the team. They just looked at it as we support Carson and no one else. No, we're Eagles fans.
That's right. Yeah, I mean they did Carson wrong the minute they drafted Jalen Hurts, and I think as much as I love Doug, that relationship is broken. Doug's got to go. Jalen Hurts has got to go and let Carson let someone come in, let Carson stop looking over his shoulder, and let the man play. Let the Bronco buck.
Oh,
love it.
All right, Kim. Good luck this weekend. Talk to you next week.
It's Kimberly, John.
Thank you. But I have to use some type of a nickname, right? I know she likes Kimberly and she gets upset. Yes. But Kimmy works too.
Oh, no, she doesn't like Kimmy.
I know she doesn't like Kimmy. That's why I don't use it. 215-592-9494. Owen in Glassboro is on the line.
Yeah, you going to talk to him or
he's going to be coming up next.
All right, are you guys going to mend the fences?
No. No, I don't really have a lot to say to him.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, he'll have a lot to say to you.
No, I know. That's
he always does.
No. I mean, listen, whatever. He was totally out of line yesterday. He's already told you that he's not apologizing to me.
I don't
need him to apologize to me. He was out of line yesterday. We had a caller that called in and said as much.
Yeah, and we all agreed.
Yeah.
I didn't agree. I'm staying out of it.
Yeah, Jack agreed. You didn't. I just thought it was.
No, we're a team here, I thought, Ike, but that's okay.
It was unnecessarily aggressive.
No, actually, I forgot what it was, though, honestly. I forgot.
I had said that I didn't care. I don't want Carson Wentz back in. Put Nate Sudfeld in before you put
Sudfield
Carson Wentz
stuff.
Back in.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
and even during the phone call, I tried to explain it was more about not putting Carson back in than putting Nate Sudfeld in.
You were just going over the top to make a point.
Well, I really wasn't going over the top. I don't want to see Carson play again this year. I just don't think that.
Well, I mean, going to Nate Sudfeld is going over the top, John.
Well, you want to lose games? Put Nate Sudfeld in there.
No, you can lose with all three of them in there. It does not matter.
Well, you'd lose the most with Carson because I think that you can just make things worse. But Owen and Glassboro will join us coming up next. 215-592-9494. Also, the injury report is out. We'll tell you who practiced and who didn't practice and some notable names on the list of people that didn't practice.
Peters,
bless his heart.
Time to tap out.
Well, or maybe limited practice. Also, Malcolm Jenkins laid into the Eagles in his press conference today.
Ooh, old Jake. Well, I knew old Jake was going to lay some fire out there for us
this
week.
We'll tell you what he said next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. Dr. Paul Glatt, I've known Dr. Glatt for a long time now. And when I decided to get the hair restoration procedure, which is now 8+ years ago, the honest truth is when I went into the office to talk about it, I didn't really think that I was going to get it done. And then when I left, I said to myself, like, why wouldn't I get it done, right? Like, it makes too much sense. You get your hair back. It's a simple and easy procedure. And now, 8 years later, I have a full head of hair. My hair's thicker and fuller because that's what the procedure does. And if you're, you know, been on the market looking at some of the other alternatives like the shampoos or the sprays or the creams or the foams, none of these things worked for me. And I haven't heard from anybody that said it worked for them, right? This works. And Dr. Glatt and his team are the experts in Philadelphia. Most experience and most success, over 20 years of experience in hair restoration. So if you want to get the best results, go to the people with the most experience and the most success. And that's Dr. Glatt. You can see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglatt.com, or you can call his office today. His hair team is standing by, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.